in line with what God has had us focus on as a church this term in being able to hear his voice. And I really, my hope for today is for those of us who don't feel that we hear God's voice or don't hear God's voice very often, that we come to know God as someone who communicates often and lovingly to us. And for those of us who do hear God's voice, to hear him more frequently, more clearly, more confidently. And probably above those two things, I just pray for all of us to hear God's voice, to grow in our own relationship with him, but also so that other people benefit from us hearing his voice. So this morning I'm joined with some friends to help explore that. And the beautiful thing in this church, I could have had a whole bunch of different people that I could have invited to share this morning. But I do want to honour Rachel, Mark, Miriam, for people that are really hungry to know God, to be able to hear his voice, and more so just their willingness to hear from God, to minister to people. And they do it so quietly and beautifully on a Sunday or during the week. So I just find them, each of them, really inspiring and encouraging for the culture we want to have as a church, to just give people a taste of God, whether that be through words or through actions, through prayers, through deeds. So I just honour each of you just for, just your obedience and your humility to listen and do what God asks you to do. And I've just seen that outwork powerfully, particularly in this last couple of years. So I just wanted to ask them a few questions. So I just pray, Father, that you'll speak to each one of us through these people. And we just thank you that that's the way you designed it, so that we grow as community, that we don't all just have the hotline to heaven and do our own thing, but we get to enjoy you through other people's experience of you. So I pray that'll be our experience this morning, that whether there just be one thing that you want to say to us through what's shared. But I just pray that you give us ears to hear what you want to say to us in these conversations, in Jesus' name. So yeah, just curious to know, first of all, maybe when do you recall one of your earliest times of hearing God's voice? I might start with Rachel.
Yeah, for sure. So for me, it was about 6 years ago when I first came to Overflow. Prior to coming here, we were at some more conservative churches, absolutely beautiful for Bible teaching, but less helpful for Holy Spirit and actually knowing that he speaks to us now. And it was in one of the activations that I'm sure we all hate. I'm finding that God teaches me things when I'm uncomfortable, when I'm completely out of my comfort zone, doing something that I'm just cringing, going, I don't want to do this, God. That's when he works, because I don't think he works so well when I'm relaxed and calm and know what to expect and we're going to do this and this and this and this, and then I can walk out and my heart hasn't changed, my faith hasn't changed. And so I hear what some people say about, oh, I don't like those ones. Can I really encourage you, when you don't like them, that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Thanks, Rachel. And the thorn between the... I mean, Mark, would you like to...
Yeah, a few years ago, and I know God was in the church, and he was saying to pray for people. Like, he'd pick someone out for me and say, go and pray for that person. I said, well, you can't be talking to me, God. Let someone else go. And I resisted for a long time, and then one time I just said, okay, I'll go and do it. And I went and prayed for this lady. And she said, I was hoping that some man in this church would come and pray for me. And Helen was saying, God was telling her, somebody's going to go and pray for her. And she was just asking God to send somebody. So I was obedient. And from that time on, when God asked me to do something, I'd just do it, because you can't fight God. You know, he knows what he wants. And if we give in to him, and do what he wants. He just looks after us all the time.
Thanks, Mark. You just pass the microphone to Miriam.
I don't think I can match that, Mark. That's beautiful. Yeah. I think looking back about 30 years ago, I was going through a hard time. My husband decided he didn't need me anymore, and it was pretty tough. I was in a new area, didn't know anybody, went to a new church, and people said, come with us to a retreat. Might as well, got nothing to lose. And a complete stranger there, we were all praying, and this person, I still don't know who she was, but she gave me a word. She didn't know it was for me. She said, I don't know who it's for. She didn't know me. And I'm certain it was for me. And it just matched where I was at. And it was full of hope and comfort. And it was just something that I still go back to, because it was comforting and beautiful, and it was also challenging. And I can see now, looking back, just exactly what he was talking about. Yeah.
Beautiful. So since that time, where you've started hearing from God, how have you been encouraged to cultivate your ability? I'll just go back to Rachel. How have you cultivate your ability to hear from God? And so what part do we get to play in positioning ourselves to hear God's voice?
Yeah, for sure. So I had so many thoughts about this question and talked to God about it, because that seems to be the way to do it. and he reminded me that he loves our time, and he loves us to just spend time with him. And not, I think where I used to spend time with God was like teenagers. I've had three of them, and if you've had teenagers, you know that they're really good at coming in and saying, what's for dinner? And can you take me here? And can I do this? And not so much on the, how are you doing? And how is life going? And this is what's going on in my life, and things like that. Not so good on the actual conversation and building relationships. More on the, this is what I need. And I think that where I was in the past, I was a very teenage Christian. And I would just, I would praise him, but then I'd get to the important stuff, which was my problems and how I thought he could solve them for me. And about 3 years ago, I asked him to, I had a problem where I wasn't making time for him during the day. I'd make little bits of time and I would be praying to him throughout the day, but I wasn't soaking in him. And so about 3 years ago, I realised it was a habit pattern that I needed to be broken off. I had some people pray for me over it. And from being a person who sleeps in every day and would just stagger out of bed eventually, I turned into overnight a person who would get up at 6 a.m. and pray for an hour and a half and read my Bible. And that's when I noticed that God started acting. Like, that's when he started talking to me and started downloading and giving me insights into him and into his character. When I took the time to worship him, to bring before him my concerns, but also just to hear what he had for me, and to confess the stuff that he brought to my attention. He's still, I'm such a messed up person. I think we all are. He brings things to us and says, hey, this is not enough. You know, get rid of this one. Get rid of this character trait or whatever. That's not what I want for you. And, yeah, so for me, it's been this beautiful, absolutely amazing journey where I get to now dwell in his presence and read his word, and the amount of times I'll turn the pages and exactly what I've needed has popped up. He talks in different ways, but yeah, that's how I
Beautiful. Thanks, Rachel. And I forgot to pray at the start. God brought to my attention just the danger of comparison. That he wants us to each be on our journey with him and not to follow form and formulas and compare ourselves with others in a judgmental way, but just to enjoy the journey of enjoying him more and more. So, Mark, how have you kind of cultivated your hearing from God, your ability to hear from God, or the way that he wants to speak to you?
I think God's always spoken to me and talked to me, but I didn't have the ears to listen. And I think a lot of times, especially in the car and on the motorbike, I'd just talk to God, because there's nothing else to do when you're on a motorbike, 200 clicks or whatever. So I just look at his beautiful creation and just, it's like being quiet, like you were saying in the morning, but I'm quiet on the motorbike. Or, you know, just go outside in the morning with a cup of coffee and just sit there and just look at his creation and just let him talk to you. And being obedient, again, you know, he keeps on talking to you and he asks you to do something. Once you start doing stuff for him, what he asks you to do, it's just easier and he just asks. And he doesn't ask you to do anything that's hard. It's just little baby steps, like you were saying. You know, we're young adults, young Christians, and you just learn as you go along to be quiet and just listen. Because your head will want to keep jabbing and talking, and you just have to be quiet and listen to your heart, because that's where Jesus talks, into the heart. He doesn't, you know, everything else goes on in the head, but Jesus talks into the heart. And when I hear from God, and it's like Brian said, you know, you need a confirmation as well. So if God asks you to do something, he'll usually confirm it somehow from another person or something like that. So, yeah, it's just be quiet, I guess. Be quiet and listen to your heart.
Miriam?
Thanks. I think I'm perhaps still a bit of a baby in this regard. And maybe it's a lifelong learning experience. So I'm learning to just be and listen to him, and starting with maybe less important matters in life, and I will get this great sense of sort of alive peace come over me, and I feel that that's his confirmation. And yeah, if it's something more or I'm not quite sure, I can go to the scriptures and get that confirmation, or maybe ask another person who's perhaps not hard, more mature than me, and get a confirmation that way. I totally recommend it.
Beautiful. I'm just curious to know, again, more than anything, wanting to encourage myself and all of us to be interruptible or available or listening or asking, how does God want me to help other people experience his kindness in an encouraging word, a prayer, an act of generosity? How have you found God kind of show you who he wants you to help and how he wants you to help them?
Yeah, he makes me uncomfortable. He makes my whole body itchy. And he doesn't give me peace until I do it. It doesn't happen all the time. And if I'm distracted with the things of my life, my work, if I'm rushing around and I'm just so focused on my stuff, which happens an awful lot, then I don't hear him. But if I am intentionally saying, God, show me who you would like, if I'm focused on wanting to do what he wants, then, yeah, he will bring people to me. He'll make me uncomfortable. He'll highlight them inside. I don't know how he highlights them. It's as though they're the only person in that space. And, yeah, he kind of, I guess, gives me the download of what to say to them, just to bless them or whatever. Yeah.
Thanks, Rachel. Marcus?
Yeah, I'm a bit the same. And it's mainly during worship time. And I'll just ask God, you know, if you want me to go and speak to someone or talk to someone, just point them out. And normally I'll start crying. And that's why get fairly teary, and then he says, okay, that person, and I just go and do it now. I resisted for a long time. And I said, yeah. But, yeah, so once you just say, okay, God, who do you want me to talk to today, or who needs to hear from you? And you know, it mightn't happen for weeks, but then all of a sudden it'll just happen. So it's just being obedient when it happens, because he's always talking, but it's just, you know, what do you want me to do today, Lord, and who is it?
Thanks, Mark. Miriam?
Yeah, I think it's helpful to pray, say, on Sunday mornings, often in the car or before I hop in the car to come here, about who he might like me to talk with and get to know better. And he will just organise it. He just does it. Like, I'll just be having a chat with someone. How's your week been? And all of a sudden, it's, you know, and they needed to have someone to tell, and just happened to be me this week. And that's him at work. And it's like, I will ask sometimes for him to give me the words and understanding for that person, and he does. And so it's like you become a channel for his sort of presence with that person. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Thanks. So I've got one more question. And then, if I can invite you just to pray for our people, give you a minute to think about that. And then I just want to do one activation. I just want to invite each of you to ask God for one single word, all right? So we'll get back to that afterwards, just to give you a heads up. So my last question, without notice, is, you know, hearing from God and sharing what God's saying to other people, or if someone else is sharing what God's saying to you, it can be really scary, dangerous, sometimes manipulative. Just wondering if you've got any encouragement or advice as to how you can receive words from people, or how you can give words from God to people in ways that are really safe and accessible and loving.
Thank you. That's a great question. Because we're not perfect. We get it wrong sometimes. And it's important that we are only taking on what God wants us to take on. So if somebody comes to you, I would just search your spirit. Hold it lightly, what they've given you. Hopefully they've come to you and said, I think this might be what God has told me to tell you. Hold it lightly and ask God about it. Is this truth? Is this what you have for me to hear? And don't take it on until you feel peace in your heart that that's what he wants for you. Because it's really important that we just guard our hearts, and that we discern the spirits that are coming in. For you, if you are saying something to somebody else, I would be really careful about doing it unless you have strong confirmation that it's from God. Sometimes our thoughts can get in the way. Sometimes Satan can, he's the great deceiver, he can put thoughts in. We've been reading a book, a group of us have been going through the book that Ben recommended a few weeks ago, My Sheep Hear My Voice. And in that book, he talks about having confirmation from God. So if you have a thought come in, ask him for a physical confirmation, I guess. So when I get something from God, I get a full body, either goosebumps, or I kind of do this. It's not something I can control, so I know that combination of the voice that I've heard, or the thought that's come across, that's cut across me, plus the physical, confirmation, I guess, gives me the confidence to know that, yes, I'm pretty sure this one's from God, but I would still be really, really careful in how I say that to somebody, and saying, I believe, I think this is from God, but I could be wrong, please test it yourself.
Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Rach. I'm a bit the same. I think I said before, you know, if I get a word from somebody else or I've got a word for someone else. You have to wait most times for a confirmation because, as Rach said, you know, the devil talks to your head and you might think what comes into your head is what that person wants to hear, but it's not. It's what comes into your heart, and Jesus talks to the heart. And, like, when Joe rang me up today, this week, to ask me to come on up here, and she said, oh, do you want the questions? I said, well, no. I'd rather have the question than let God talk to my heart so I can talk that. I don't want to have my head already knowing the question and me starting to think about what it is. It's about, okay, God, what do you want me to say to whoever? And if someone comes and prays for you, it's the same thing, what Ray said. You need, most times you should be look for a confirmation because it mightn't be the right thing for you at the time. But with me, it's, as I said, I normally start crying. So I know it's in my heart. And then I'll just go and pray for someone. And every time I've waited for that, that person's have said, I needed to hear that, or I've been waiting to hear for that. And, you know, you just listen to God and just say, okay, what do you want me to do? And just obey. And, you know, in past times I wouldn't have obeyed. And I said, you know, I met this lady and she was sick. And I said, I'll go away and pray for you. So I went downstairs and God said, you've got to go back. So I had to go back in the middle of Big W in Raymond Terrace and pray for this lady in front of all these people. And 2 days later, she was better from epileptic fits. So it's being obedient to God, even though it's uncomfortable for yourself. So, and the confirmation what she got better.
Thanks, Mark. I just want to validate those of us who like to consider questions ahead of time and have time to ponder them. So,
yeah, it dropped
me.
Give
me the questions.
No, that's right. It's great. And
that's good. Yeah. Well, I think I'm pretty close to you, Rachel and Mark. I think if people sometimes maybe have a word for me, it's like you say, it's your heart, isn't it, that responds. And if they, what they've said is from God, I feel convicted and I feel humbled and hopefully obedient. And if it's not, if it's somebody just, you know, thinking this is what they might do, you don't have that at all. I have that a totally different sense, more like a defensive response. And I will then go and talk with God about either way, you know, but particularly if I felt humbled, yeah, I better do something.
That's great. Can we thank these guys for sharing with us? And again, maybe we'll start with Miriam, but just give you 30 seconds just to ask God what he would want you to pray over us to encourage us today.
Yes, beautiful Lord, thank you that you make yourself known to us. And my prayer for all of us here today is that we will learn more and more deeply to trust you and be open to you on an ongoing way, deeper and deeper, not thinking, oh, that's near enough. We don't feel like that. We love you. And you are the one, the Almighty One, who wants relationship. So we are very blessed and thank you for the opportunity to know you. Amen.
Hi, Dad. I just want to thank you for that. We're all your kids, and all parents want the best thing for their kids, Lord. And I know you want the best for me and all your kids, Lord. And I just ask that, and you are always talking, Lord. But we don't have the ears to listen, So I just asked that we find some quiet time, Lord, and just even a cup of coffee out the back and look at your creation, Lord, and just be quiet and listen and ask to be able to hear your voice, Lord, because you just love us so much. And, you want the best for us, Lord. And I just declare that over your people, your kids right now, Lord, that they find some stillness so they can hear your voice. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
There's a verse in Jeremiah 29 that says, if you seek me, you will find me if you search for me with all your heart. And Lord, I just want to claim that promise for everybody here today, that they seek you and that you speak to them. That when their hearts are just completely devoted to seeking you, that you will just come through and bless them and flood them with confirmation that you love them and that you want to know more about them. Thank you for this group, Lord. Thank you for the hearts that are seeking you earnestly, that want to know you more, want to know more about you, but want to know your heart and how to bless others. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.